It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
Sitting at 500, I'm Brian Cook on the Sidelines. The Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting at 4-4 so far in the season and are in second place in the AFC North behind the Baltimore Ravens, who handed the Patriots their first loss of the season. As for the Steelers, however, they defeated the Indianapolis Colts Sunday 26-24 at Heinz Field. Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri missed a 43-yard kick, which could have turned the tides of the game. A man with few words after the matchup had this to say about the missed kick.
I just pulled it left, you know. Unfortunately, I didn't hit it very well and didn't go where it was intended to.
In his postgame press conference, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin happy about his team's victory, however saying there's more work to be done to continue winning.
You know, it's great to get a win versus a winning team. That team had been in a bunch of close games and it won a lot of them. And so it's good when you can be in a game against a team that's used to winning in close games and pull it out, so we're thankful for that. We got some things to fix, obviously. Red zone execution and so forth, but we'll address it. We'll address it with the win. It's good to be 500 at the turn, like we talked about early in the week, given where we've come from. It's going to still be a while. We'll work forever trying to get that September stench off of us, but that's life in this thing, and I appreciate the effort and the fight. It's good to be sitting at 4-4. I never thought I'd hear myself say that.
Newly acquired safety Minka Fitzpatrick has played lights out since joining the Steelers in week 3 of the 2019 season. Since that time, he has 4 interceptions, one of which he took 96 yards to the house against the Colts. Fitzpatrick explains what he saw on that play.
I was just reading the quarterback. He looked right first, and he looked hard left, shoulders turning and everything. So I just started drifting that way. He let go of the ball. That's what he got.
Linebacker Bud Dupree was also instrumental in the team's success on defense with a forced fumble and 2 sacks. He says it's imperative for him and his teammates to step up, especially due to some key injuries to starters this season.
I know what's at stake for me. Also, what I know is at stake for the team. So, you know, being going down, we had to put that much more energy and effort on defense. And they bring in more first rounders there, put a lot more pressure on the defense to play. You know, no one wants to be called, no one wants to do bad when you got so many good players on one side of the ball.
Both Dupree and TJ Watt had big plays for losses. Watt recorded 1.5 sacks and says he and Dupree are working together well as a linebacker tandem.
Like every week for me and Bud and this whole defense, we all just have feelings it's going to be a great day. And we're just trying to affect the game any way that we can. And if they chip me, Bud's going to be open. If they chip Bud, I'm going to be open. So I think it's just awesome to be a part of right now.
Next up, the Steelers host the 5-3 Los Angeles Rams, who sit at third place in the NFC West behind the unbeaten 49ers and the Seahawks, both of whom beat the Steelers earlier this season. I'm Brian Cook on the Sidelines, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sideline Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365, TuneIn Radio, or online at urbanmediatoday.com.